One way to adapt to climate change? Get rid of the grid. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. There is, for the moment, a brief respite in California from blackouts imposed by the state's biggest utility, PG&E, and from dangerous fire weather. But climate change means extreme fire seasons are the new normal. PG&E has said it could take a decade to upgrade its infrastructure, so it's less likely to spark deadly fires. On Thursday, the utility reported a $1.6 billion loss in the third quarter related to fire charges. And a group of California mayors think PG&E should be turned into a publicly owned cooperative utility. But what if the answer in California and elsewhere is just to get off the grid, or for utilities to split up into lots of smaller microgrids? That's the topic for this week's Quality Assurance. David Roberts covers climate change and energy for Vox.
So a microgrid is a little miniature grid that can at least temporarily cut itself off from the larger grid in the case of a blackout or something like that. And a microgrid sort of can manage, there can be lots of different resources within a microgrid. There can be your rooftop solar panels on homes or businesses. There are home batteries, the Tesla Powerwall. It basically becomes a miniature utility of its own. And there are communities in California installing these things already because they have a lot of benefits even outside of kind of emergency power. But obviously now the interest in these things is spiking in California. And you see, you know, lots of like solar companies and battery companies just being inundated with requests for this stuff.
What's the long-term business impact of that? If you start to see this grid defection at a high level, whether it's individuals or entire communities, does that really reduce reliance on the utility? And frankly, could it weaken it even more?
Well, yes. The basic tension here is that investor-owned utilities like PG&E make their money by investing in things. So they invest in grid infrastructure, and then they get a guaranteed rate of return on those investments. So naturally, they want to invest in grid infrastructure, right? That's where they make their bones. But microgrids and sort of local power reduce reliance on this big centralized grid, which puts them sort of directly at odds with the financial interests of investor-owned utilities as currently constituted. So we're in this situation now where the interests of California communities in becoming more self-reliant in terms of electrical power is just sort of by structure, structurally at odds with the interests of the big utility. And that tension needs to be resolved.
Are there existing utilities or states or cities that you know of that have that structure, that are more open to this kind of microgrid and or different compensation structure idea?
Sure. I mean, this conversation about investor-owned utilities and how to restructure their incentives is going on all over the country. This is a huge hot topic in the energy world even before this. So it's sort of interesting to kind of come out in the open and watch the public start to engage in it. But yes, it's called performance-based regulation. PBR is the acronym. And the whole idea is you tie compensation to performance metrics, like how much renewables have you integrated or how much heating have you electrified, and the utility performs against those metrics and has variable compensation depending on how it's doing. So there are experiments in that kind of thing going on in New York and in Massachusetts and other states. It's not a completely new thing, but California, for all its sort of reputation as kind of a cutting edge state in terms of its utility and its utility structures, it's very old-fashioned. It's very sort of behind the times in these things. So it would be a scramble to do it now.
Can technology help here? Could Apple use some of its hoard to create a really good-looking home solar battery storage, energy storage system?
So there are very sophisticated systems available now. What's needed now is just bulk, which drives the cost down, right? We need the market to be able to scale up, and then efficiencies of scale will set in naturally. So that's where California could step in. Right now, just like set a couple of billion dollars aside for subsidies for vulnerable and low-income homeowners to afford these systems. That seems to me like just a no-brainer, the very first thing California should do.
David Roberts writes about energy and climate change at Vox. And now for some related links. You can read more about PG&E's latest earnings report on our website, marketplacetech.org, and find all our past reporting on climate change and adaptation in our series called How We Survive. And David Roberts has a piece in Vox from late last month with more details on distributed energy and what that might look like in California and elsewhere. A story in the Seattle Times on this same topic says even PG&E agrees that microgrids are the way forward, but not anytime soon. The company is investing in just a few projects so far. But as Roberts mentioned, cities and utilities are launching microgrid projects all over the U.S., in Washington State, Cleveland, and New York City. And in researching this story, I think I found my new favorite resource on this topic at microgridknowledge.com. The name's a little on the nose, I know, but that's what it is. White papers, stories, companies, all just a bunch of microgrid stuff. Really good weekend reading. Matt Purdy and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Jody Becker is our senior producer. Robin Edgar is our engineer. Our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Molly Wood. Thanks for listening. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.